I want to go do a Paul Shilas that Rabbeinu gave every Shabbos. I'll mesaro the Shilas first, and then we'll go into the Inyan. We'll learn the Sugya Be'iyun, and then we'll try to say the Shittas Rabbeinu. The first shaila is, if you're allowed to open a fridge in Shabbos. This shaila is divided to two shailas. If you're allowed to open the fridge when the fridge is running, and if you're allowed to open the fridge when the fridge is not running. The shaila is, I'll explain it's not their shaila. When you open a fridge, when it's not running, so what happens? Normally the fridge system is, it gets cold, and then the motor stops. It waits a little bit, slowly it gets warm again, and again the motor starts to work. There's a kind of metal inside that when it's cold, the metal gets smaller. So then the electric doesn't pass through, the gas. When it gets a bit warmer, that metal again goes a bit wider, and then it gets the motor to work again. This is the way. Some places metal, some places a kind of gas. But this is the system. So what happens is, if you open the fridge, so the cold air runs out, so maybe the fridge will start to work quicker. So maybe when you're opening a fridge, be'etzem could be you causing to light the fridge in Shabbos. So this is the shaila. You're allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos, or you're not allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos? And the shaila is mischalik to two halakim, when it's running and when it's not running. It's in different shittas. This is the first shaila. The second shaila is, you're allowed to open an oven in Shabbos. You have an oven, electric oven, you have food inside. Again, you open the oven, the heat goes out, the thermostat feels that it's colder and puts it on again. Again, you're causing to light the oven in Shabbos. Or even when it's open, when it's on. If you're opening the door, it will get colder and it will stay going on even longer, a fridge. Not as long as the fridge is running. You open the fridge for half an hour. It will not stop. So you're causing it to carry on to run. So we have the same shaila in the fridge and the same shaila in the oven. You're allowed to open a fridge in Shabbos, or you're allowed to open an oven in Shabbos. Sigh when it's running, sigh when it's not running. These are the first two shailas. The third shaila I got this week, last week, God, at the end of last week, Yom Chamisha, I got a phone call from Lakewood. We're going with the Rabbanim Paskin here. We'll see what the Rabbanim Paskin in Lakewood. I don't know who is the Rabbanim. I'm just saying the Shaila that the Ingelite asked me. They're renting basements in Lakewood. Right? Not everyone has a house. Some people rent a basement there. And the basement, the system of the water doesn't go up. So at least these people that ask the question, after every three times that you flush the toilet, there's an electric pipe that pulls out, like they have a little tank, that could keep around three times the toilet. After the third time or the fourth time when he flushes the water, he hears me out. The pump starts to work and pumps out all the water out from the basement. He's allowed to use it in Shabbos, he's not allowed to use it in Shabbos. This is the third shaila. The fourth shaila is a deal here of Bochrim, and I'm especially separating the shailas because we'll see later that every shaila will have a different tshuva. There's a deal of Bochrim here. Also, I don't know why, but in the same system that they have like a big tank, and after a half a Shabbos or a chveis amount of Shabbos, the tank gets filled up and the pipe starts to pull out the water. And they're asking, they're allowed to use it in they're allowed to use water in Shabbos and the dinner or not? The fifth shaila was 2 years ago. Is a building in Yerushalayim. I don't know if you know the name of the building, Ganei Geula. It's a big building in Yerushalayim. And Ganei Geula, when they build Ganei Geula, it's a very high building. The system is in Ganei Geula, the top apartments are over pressure water of Yerushalayim. The pressure of water of Yerushalayim in the area can't bring the water up to the top apartments of Ganei Geula. So when they build Ganei Geula, they made on top of the building a huge tank, has an electric pump that pulls the water, and then the water just goes down. This is half of the building. The other half has a different problem, but we'll leave now. Now they called up and they asked Erev Shabbos, they called up and they said, they found out about it now. They want to know if they're allowed to use the water in Shabbos. If they open their sink, the water misses and the water in the tank goes down over the red line, and again the pump starts to pull water into the tank. They're allowed to use water in Shabbos, and they're not allowed to use water in Shabbos. So again, so the Vav, we spoke five shailas. Opening a fridge, closing a fridge, opening a fridge when it's running, when it's not running, opening an oven when it's running, when it's not running. We said flushing toilets in places that after three or four times we know that the electric pump will start to pull out the water. And some deers here we spoke, and Gnei Geula. It's two mashailas that are very negea every Shabbos. A person has the mashal air conditioner in his room and a Shabbos cloth. He was sure that he will only be in the room for an hour. Now it looks like he's planning to stay for two more hours in the room. He wants to know if he wants to carry on the air conditioner to run a bit longer. Now it's running. Another 15 minutes, the little button has to make it to pop off. He's allowed to press a couple more buttons in that he will have the air conditioner running longer or not. And the same thing, Shaila is fuck out. He got very cold. His mom is freezing in the room. He doesn't want it to go on. The people before Shabbos, they said it a half an hour on, a half an hour off. If he's allowed to, in the half an hour that it's off, just to press more buttons off, that will never go on. These are the shailas that I want to go do today. We'll speak the yesod of the longness of the aloche, and if you that, we'll try to go do how to be misnag, or at least the shittas of Rabbi Seinu, Achronim, Amatirim, Va'oisrim, and all of these shailas. We have to be magdim upon akdomes before we pass on these shailas. The first akdome, you're not allowed to use electricity in Shabbos. That you're not allowed to put on a fan in Shabbos. Why, Beetzim, you're not allowed to put up? Why you're not allowed to put on a fan in Shabbos? What is the avera of putting on a fan in Shabbos? It's not zireya, it's not chayrish, it's not koitzer, it's not me'amel. So the Chazanish thought, the reason you're not allowed to put on a fan on Shabbos, you chayev mishum boine. You're building the circuit. And the Chazanish holds it's a boine day reise. Reb Shlomo Zalman didn't hold so much from this boine. He holds the reason you're not allowed to put electricity on Shabbos, because you're causing havore, fire, sparks. Not every electricity really has sparks. Like using batteries, little clocks with batteries and all different zachem. Abba Shlomo Zalman also said, even that that he holds it's only mitzad mavir, fire. And Abba Shlomo Zalman himself says that when he was young, his mother had an earring machine, and he would open and close it in Shabbos, because I was thinking to myself, it was pasha to me that there's no aveira to do it. And he sent a letter to Chazanish, and he asked the Chazanish, I heard that you said that it's also, it's a Yisrael Deraisa. And Lefi Yu, you say that I'm Mechal Shabbos. I want to understand why I'm Mechal Shabbos. It's posher to me that it's mutter. And I did it for my mother. Chaznish writes in very stark letters, it's a Yisrael Deraisa, gomel what you did. Shemazam and Lemaisa was never matir after to use electricity in Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv, the psak is we don't use electricity in Shabbos. And not even to have a tzad to use electricity in Shabbos. Although we have to know about this Rav Shlomo Zalman and this Chazanish, legabei different halachas that we'll have to follow soon. Aber Avada is not a tzad to be mekel, we don't use electricity in Shabbos. This is the first halacha. We know you're not allowed to use electricity in Shabbos. Now the halacha in Shabbos, double she'enei miskaven muter. Dabar she'einu miskaven mutar. Dehainu, you're allowed to pull a bench, even if in a mistake, when you will pull the bench, you will make a scratch in the floor, and you will make a hole, and you will make a charitz. If you're not mechaven when you're pulling the bench to make the charitz, you're allowed to. Dabar she'einu miskaven is mutar in Shabbos. You have to be mechaven. Because at the rikula could be dabar she'einu miskaven is also. But in Shabbos, kaimel on dabar she'einu miskaven is mutar. For example, I open the fridge. We're not going to halacha now. We just mass belong this. Why am I opening the fridge? I want chicken. I want the drink. I'm not mechaven to open the motor, to close the motor. I don't mind, the motor will stay the same. I just need my food. Dabar she'einu miskaven, mutar. You're allowed to walk on grass in Shabbos. Not allowed to run, but you're allowed to walk on grass in Shabbos. Ubilvad, you're not mechaven to pull out the grass. Sometimes some of the grass will be caught in your shoe, and you'll be toilish in Shabbos. Dabar she'einu miskaven, mutar. The halacha in Shabbos, dovor she'einu miskaven mutar. So we have one klal, electricity is also in Shabbos. Second klal, dovor she'einu miskaven is mutar in Shabbos. The third klal. Or if it's a psikreisha, it's also. The halacha, one of the halachas of psikreisha is also, you're not allowed to open a window where candles are lighting. It's a psikreisha. Other the wind will make it to blow bigger, mavir. Other the wind will blow it out, mechabe. Psikreisha also. You're not allowed to wash your hands in Shabbos on top of plants, because you're not planning to water the plants. You want to wash your hands. Psikreisha also. So even a dorosh in miskaven is muter. Psikreisha is also. We'll go weiter. But psikreisha is divided to two groups. Psikreisha is divided to two groups. Psikreisha de nichelei u psikreisha de loy nichelei. I want to be very close because here we're going to one of the bigger teirim and all the shayles will be totally in this shayle. Psikreisha de nichelei u psikreisha de loy nichelei. I want to make it close. I'm skipping all the gevoras. I'm trying just to get mamish to the tamtzis ha'aloche. Psikreisha de nichelei, we will call every psikreisha that is nichelei. I'll give you an example. He washes his hands and his plants, but he's very nichelei. His plants grow very nice. He's chayev chatos. Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Lamedvav, Seif Gimel and Mishneh Bura. You have a psikreisha de lo nichelei. Now, psikreisha de lo nichelei doesn't have to be that he's against it, that he's mamish against it. Even if it's not he's against it, he's not for it. Other yeah, other nein. It's eichad apsikreisha deloy nichalei. I'll give you the example. He's standing in the sod of a goy. He's in camp. He's standing in the sod of a goy. Doesn't mind nothing what is happening in this sod. Fakel, every day they break things, Dalton. He's washing his hands on the grass. He doesn't mind if it be grass or not. Psikreisha delei nichalei. Not that he's against it, but he's not interest that it will grow. Psikreisha delei nichalei. The Aruch says that it's muter. We paskin that it's also midei rabbanon. Also midei raisa, also midei rabbanon. So nochamo, the way we have the halacha is dovor she'einu miskaven muter. If you're not mechaven for the halacha, it's muter. Or if it's a psikreisha, it's also. Or davka if it's nichelei, if it's worth it for you. If it's loy nichelei, it's machlekes rishonim. We paskin that it's also. Zok the Mishneh Brura, and again here it's very very darkestik. There's a big stiras in Mishneh Brura about it. Big stiras. The Mishneh Brura in Shintes Vov says that with Tzirufim Tzuzamen you could be Semech and Psikreisha Deloi Nichalei. The case of the Mishnah Brura is a person has a big barrel full of wine and he wants to close it. He finished to take the wine. And a lot of little flies are going around the chavis. If he closes this chavis, he's making tzedek. But loy nichele, he'll be much more happy if the flies will not stay inside the box. Secretion of nichele is also. Aber zog the Mishnah Brura, it's not mamish tzedek, because even when they're inside the chavis, you can't catch them, they're running around. And even if it's tzedek, it's ein b'minei nitzoit. You're not chayev only at things that normally people try to catch. So it's tzedek rabbonon. You can't catch it mamish, and it's ein b'minei nitzoit, and it's a psikreishe d'loi nichalei, zog the Mishnah Brura that it's mutter.
That,
what?
Pashtus is the Rabbonon.
But we mitzar, if we say mechan that shit is that it's mutter, if we have two mitzirufim.
Explain if
Pashtus
is the Rabbonon.
Why he asks this? Le'um as dem is mefurash in Mishnah Brura is that it's also. The Moshe Mishnah Brura says you're not allowed to eat a cake that has letters on top. It's made with icing, Lamosh. You're not allowed to eat the cake. Why not allowed to eat the cake? Because you moichek. The Dogel Mirvava says, what is the problem? You're not mechaven to be moichek. You want to eat the cake. It's koisef shalom and aslicht. Moichek shalom and aslicht. Mekalkel. Kilachariat. And even so, like the Mishnah Brura, aber mikol makim, we machmir in psikrei shadalei michalei. So sometimes the Mishnah Brura is Mekel, sometimes the Mishnah Brura is Machmir. The klal, after you learn all of Hilchei Shabbos and you find Stiras, is that Psikrei Shedelei Nichalei is Osur Alemol, only in Tzeide, or like Tzeide, the Mishnah Brura is Matir Dir, the whole Tzeide is the Rabbonon. Because in flies there's no Tzeide Midei Reise. It's not really Tzeide Midei Reise because they could fly away. So be a soldier, it's the Rabbonim, the Rabbonim. Masha'enken, if the Meloch is the Raisa, just you have Tzirufim with Kilachariyad, these kind of Tzirufim, we don't pass it. Even so, the Chazanish says, Psikrei Shedolei Nichalei, Betrei the Rabbonim, Einei Mucha. It's not so posh that you could be Mekel on Psikrei Shedolei Nichalei. So let me make a sikum. Psikrei Shedolei is also. Psikrei Shedolei Nichalei is also Osur. We have to remember that sometimes we could take it in Cheshbon for different Cheshbonis of different Kulis in Hilchei Shabbos. Let me go weiter. As one more Shaila, and this is Be'etzim again very negeah to all the Shailas that we'll try to speak in a second. And this is a Shtikel Lomdesha Shaila. We know Psikrei Shedolei is Osur. Even if I'm not mechaven, nein, we'll take the normal case. I have a barrel of wine, I'm closing the wine, I'm not mechaven to make tzedek, but if it's for sure flies inside, psikrei shedolei nichalei osu. Psikrei shedolei nichalei osu. Only tzirufim of the taz we could be maker. Psikrei shedolei nichalei osu. What would be... Now, forgot about Leinichele. We're going back to the real psikreisha. Sofek psikreisha is muter also. Sofek psikreisha is muter also. I'll give you the echatimtze. A person has a barrel of wine. He has inside a nice bird. Mamish, a real tzeder. If he closes the wine, the bird will be caught inside. He doesn't need a bird. Aber, oh, he needs the bird, doesn't make a difference. He's not sure if the bird is inside yet or not. He's allowed to close it or not. A person came to a camp, he found a deer, ran into the house. Now he wants to close the door of the house. Deer is Dovoshev Domino Nitzot. He's not sure if it's inside the house or not. He wants to close the door and then he'll look around. He's allowed to close the door or not. If the deer is inside, it's chayav mitzat tzeide. If the deer is not inside, it's not chayav. I want to explain the Tzdodei HaShayla. We said in Shabbos you're allowed to walk on grass and you don't have to be scared that you cut off grass. Why? It's not a psikration. I'm not mechavet to cut the grass. Maybe it will not be cut off. It's not a psikration. I'm allowed to walk on grass. Right? This is not a psikration. I walk. I'm allowed to do. I'm not mechavet. Psikration is also. Here, it's a matnazach. It's a suffix psikration. So Tommy says, it's not a psikration. No, but if the deer is inside, it's a psikration. So it's a suffix isur d'oraisa. Dehainu. What is the difference? When I'm pulling a bench, the pulling of the bench doesn't have to for sure make scratches. When I'm opening a siddur, it's not for sure I will tear the letters. So when I'm opening a siddur, I'm not so sure what I'm going to do. The Moshe, I'll tell you, a bacher asked me a shayla. I'm not sure if he's here now or not. But he told me, the Moshe, he has like a kind of place in his head. He's very itchy, the Moshe. And he's trying to peel off something from his hair. But he's not so sure when he's peeling off if that piece has hair in it or not. If he will peel it off, he takes off hair. He's allowed to peel it off in Shabbos. He's not mechavet to take off the hair. He's mechavet to take off that piece. He's not allowed to. It's a suffix psikration. The angle he's pulling this, he's not sure if it's here or not. What? Can't hear. What? It's a play. I'm not saying exactly the shailah. What is the shailah? The angle suffix psikration, the difference of suffix psikration is, I'll give it a chetimtze. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a machlekes Rab Kiva Eiger with us. It's Rab Kiva Eiger, Lamashal, if you go to a goy's house, to a goy's restaurant, and you see something cooking on the fire, and you want to mix the fire, you're not trying to cook, you're just playing with the fire. Zogt Rab Kiva Eiger, you're not allowed to play with the fire. Why? Maybe the goy is cooking basar becholov inside, or the pots are fleishik and the food is milchik. And b'meil, if you're stirring the fire, you're either on basar b'cholov. Zog Rab Kiva Eiger, but you're not mechaven to cook basar b'cholov. Zog Rab Kiva Eiger, but it's a suffix psikration. And the tzad of the basar b'cholov adir, it's a suffix psikration. When I'm pulling the bench, I'm not so sure if the bench will pull very strong or will pull loose. No, if it's a very bench, you don't know what kind of bench is it, you're not allowed to pull it. Sometimes when you pull a bench, it makes a scratch. Sometimes it doesn't make a scratch. So you pe'ula that you're doing, you're not sure what you're doing. Masha'en can hear, you know what you're doing. You're closing the chavis. You're putting on the fire. You mesupek if when you're putting on the fire, you're cooking basar b'cholov or not. You're not so sure what you will do. Here you know what you will do. You mesupek if it's asur or it's mutar. The Taz zog that it's mutar. The Taz zog that it's mutar. Zog Reb Shmuel Razovsky, what is the longest of the machlekes? Zog Reb Shmuel like this. If you learn the reason psikresha is also bekol haterekula is because, like Loshen Rashi, if it's a psikresha, anon sadi that he's mechaven. A person can't say, no, I'm only washing my hands. I'm not mechaven to water the plants, and he's pouring the water on the plant. The sugar now. It's a kenizayin. You're not mechaven, you're doing it. This is one reason psikresha is also. Here you can't say, this is the reason. I'm closing the house, not because the deer is inside. There's more animals outside. I don't want them to come in. Although if the reason psikresha is also because, we say something else. When it's a psikresha, we look at it like this is the pe'ule that you're doing. And when a person does a pe'ule, he can't say Dovashen Miskaven is muta. Dovashen Miskaven alamol, so we say when I'm washing my hands, we don't look at it like watering. We look at it like washing my hands. But a zakh that has to happen for my pe'ule, we look at it like chelik for my pe'ule. And the mele it's also. Nine, why psikresha is also? Because I'm doing this. I'm not mechaved to do this. So we don't look at it like this is the pe'ule. We look at it like my pe'ule is washing my hands, not watering plants. Well, it's a psikreisha. And the pe'ula has to happen. When the pe'ula has to happen, we look at it like one ma'ase. So even suffix psikreisha is awesome. So le ma'ase, in Mishneh Brura, in Shintes Vov, stay that it's machlekes taz mit Rab Kivei Eger. Rab Kivei Eger in Yeredeh says that it's asur. The taz in Hilchei Shabbos, Gabi Tzedeh, says that you're allowed to close the door. I suffix psikreisha. The Taz says that it's Mutar, Rab Kivei Eger holds that it's Asur. The Bar Halacha brings Raya's from Rambam. But the Sefer Chofetz Chaim named Tzachon that it's Machlekes Taz with Rab Kivei Eger. The Lomdim tainted that it's no Machlekes. And Shabbos Likula Alma it's Mutar, and Bosa Becholov Likula Alma it's Asur. Why in Shabbos it's Mutar? Shabbos Meleches Machsheves Asur Teiro. And while it's not for sure of Sikreisha, it's not a Melechas Machshavis. These are the klolim be'etzem before we start to go aloch elemaise. So I just misakim the klolim and we'll start to go aloch elemaise. So the klolim are again, dodo she'eino miskaven muter b'shabes. If you're washing your hands and you're not mechaven to water the plants, is muter. If it's a psikreisha, it's also. Psikreisha deloi michalei, we said it's a shayl in the rishonim and achroinim, with a lot of tzirufim you could be makel, אבל מכן ניסוי מרחב דם עליהם, פסיקרי של דלי ניחלי. סופי פסיקרי של לשעובר, לפי למשנבור, אז מחלי כסטס מתרבקי ואיגר, מחלי כסטס מתרבקי ואיגר, and we said the London Tiner לכולה על מעצמות. So now we'll start to go back to the Shilas. Okay, this will go, we'll see. 100% the Pashtus. The Pashtus. So now I want to go duch, and everyone will decide himself after if he wants to open or close things in Shabbos. I'm not this talking about Satan. I want to decide it kesim lo chadosha. We'll start with the first shaila. Opening a fridge in Shabbos. Again, the mechanic way is, again, we're speaking at least on these kind of fridges. There's new kinds of fridges, non-frost, all these fridges. Pashtus is no way to open them in Shabbos. All of the new fridges, like non-frost fridges, all of these things could be mamish yisurim deraisa lekula alme. But the value is speaking on the normal fridge that they had till 5-6 years ago, the good fridges that they had. I'm saying the new fridges could have more problems. And I'm not speaking on fridges that have lights inside, and person didn't close the light. This is a bazundarza. We're speaking on a fridge that a person turned off the bath before Shabbos. There's no light coming up when he's opening the door. It's a normal fridge, and he wants to open the fridge in Shabbos. And we'll start. First, we're talking on opening the fridge when the fridge is running. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, it's not a problem. Why? Even that lemaise, when you open the fridge when it's running, the cold air runs out, warm air comes in, and the fridge will not stop running for a long time. I'll tell you, if you leave it open, it will never stop running. So you're causing it to run. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, what is the aveira to cause it to run? Why? The fridge system, like I said before, is a kind of gas, or a kind of metal inside, that when it's cold, when it's warm, it's white, so the electricity passes through and the motor works. When it gets cold, it gets short, and the electricity doesn't pass through. Now it's warm, the machine is running. You're stopping the cold air, stopping the machine, right? The motor is running, and calls mind that the motor is running, it's warm inside, the motor will not stop to work. When it will get cold, the motor will get a message, stop. When you're opening the fridge, you're stopping the cold air staying inside, and you're causing it to carry on running. Zagreb Shlomo Zalman is the same thing. Someone is in the house and he has a candle lighting. And there's a big window outside. And he closes the window and the candle carries on burning. It's B'Seder, it's B'Challah Shabbos. He just stopped the wind blowing off the candle. He stopped the cold air putting off the machine. The cold air wanted to put off the machine. He stopped the cold air putting off the machine. And he led the machine to carry on running. Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to make it, to leave it. Even Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, that lemaise, what happens is, you're causing yourself the etzem, You open the, I'll explain it clear. The fridge, Lamazogan, 10 minutes yes, 10 minutes not. If you open the door, it carries on running. 10 minutes yes, 10 minutes not. You open the door, you left it open for 5 minutes. So now you close it, 10 minutes yes, 10 minutes not. So maybe lechura, you called yourself a meloche. Before the machine was planning to go off, Lamazogan, in 12 and 10 minutes. You opened it, and you closed it in 12:15. So now, next time it will go off, it will not be 12:20, it will be 12:25. So you're causing the fridge to go off 12:25. And you're causing him to go on again 25 to 1. And then a quarter to 1. Before, he was planning to go off 12:30, 20 to 1, 10 to 1. And you be'etzem now doing, you're right that you're making it just to carry on running. But you're creating a whole system of chain of opening and closing, opening and closing. Zechav Shemazam, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You're allowed to do it. And most poiskim asemach and Reb Shemazam like this, chutz v'Reb Nissim Karelitz, that asers and sefer chut ashoni, even when it's running, it is not allowed to open it. So what you do, they do something else, they don't use a fridge in Shabbos. A special timer. Not a normal timer, a normal timer you also ask this. A timer that, not standard, okay, we'll see later, but Lemaise and this, Ale Lemaise, the psak was niskabel, that when the fridge is running, you're allowed to open it. That when the fridge is off, Lechura here, it's already a bigger problem. Why? The fridge is off, you're opening the fridge, you're causing the warm, the cold air that is a little bit inside to run out, and instead of going on in 5 minutes, it will go on in 3 minutes. So that's, and you're putting on a machine. You're taking a person that has a Shabbos clock. Instead of pressing the button to make the air conditioner to go on, he makes it to go on in 5 minutes. Manasha Mechal Shabbos. So what is the heter to open the fridge when the fridge is off? So first of Shlomo Zalman says, you're right that you're causing it to go on in 5 more minutes, in 3 more minutes. It's a psikresha deloy nichalei. Why it's loy nichalei? Lechura it's nichalei. He wants the food to be cold. Loy nichalei because it's aveira to do it in Shabbos is not considered loy nichalei, yeah? When you're watering the plants also, you don't want the plants to grow on Shabbos. Avada, you would prefer that it would be no aveira. But nichalei we meant, if you do it, you will be a goy. Nichalei or not. So lechuan, most people in the world want the fridge to go earlier. The Horaya, the fridge company made it. That when you open the door, it starts to work quicker. So why it's loy nichalei? Zogim Shlomo Zalman, because Be'emes, as I remember Shlomo Zalman saying it in Shir yet, we're learning Pesachim. Shlomo Zalman said it like this, because Be'emes, look at you, the cold air will stay inside the fridge, the food will be okay. When you're opening the door, you're davening to Hashem, let the cold air to stay inside, I will save electricity. You're not happy that the cold air is going out and it gets warm and the fridge has to work. Would be better for you that the opening of the door will not let the cold air to go out. Look at said they will make a new system that even when you open the fridge, the air stays inside. It'll be the cheapest fridge. So you're not happy that it's going out. Yeah, this svore, it's not the mokim now, to be marich, is a lot of gemoras that it's kimat mefurish fakelt. Kimat mefurish fakelt and a lot of gemoras. A lot of gemoras. Some of them I asked of Shlomo Zalman, some like that. Shlomo Zalman himself said in Mincha Shleimus, Siman Yud, Efshar Yeh, Efshar Nish, Zogter, Aber Lemaise, you know what, Lama Zogin, you're causing it to go out. What is the Aveira to put on a fridge in Shabbos? Begrome! It's not a Maise Biyodayim. You opening the door, you're causing cold air to come out. When the cold air goes out, warm air finds himself in, it finds that little piece of gas, it makes it wider, the electricity stops to pass it through. This is Glomme Be'alme. Say that. Glomme. Zogter, is no, here is no fire. This electricity in the fridge is no fire. And even if there's a spark, he says you can't see the spark. Right? But the Chazanish said that it's a Isra Deraisa. Where the Chazanish said it's Boine, a person is putting on a fan. A person is putting on a machine. A machine for the ear. All these Achim. Here the fridge is running anyway. It's a system, the electricity is running on and on, on and on. It's already built. The circuit in the system of the fridge is already built. What am I Boine? The fridge is going on and off the whole time anyway. I'm changing the hours of the running. I'm turning the box this way, that way. I'm not building a box. I'm not building a circuit. I'm not building a system. Meir Zogdim Shlom Zalman, Betziruf. That is Psikresha de Loi Nichele. Grom is the Rabbanon. I'm not so sure what is the Issur here. And maybe one more svare, that if we have time we'll get into it, L'chua you're allowed to open it. But it's not so poshut. Sometimes, if you know the matzav is, when you open the fridge, miyad it starts to work. I don't know if it happened to you. Why? The matzav is ready for 10 minutes, it was not on. Most of the cold air is finished. It just needs one more push of opening the door, and it puts it on. Now, if this is the matzav, when you're opening the fridge, it's a maisa biyadayim, it's not a grommet. It's a maisa biyadayim. A maisa biyadayim, Zachim Shlom Zalman, I can't matter to you, a maisa biyadayim. My tzirufim were modna tzirufim betziruf grommet. As a tzirufim be grommet. Biyadayim, I can't nishke modna chas v'sholem. But all different little tzirufim betziruf grommet. But in a maisa biyadayim, I'm not so sure where the fridge is holding. Maybe it's ready 10 minutes, maybe it's 1 minute. You're right, maybe the fridge is ready in a matzav that I'll just open the door, it will come out. And maybe not. So it's a matzav of a mesupik where the fridge is holding. Now it's a matzav of a mesupik where the fridge is holding. Sofek psikresha l'shova. Okay, it's a machlekes tazim l'apkiveegel. But the Maisa, we said that it's more noted than in Shabbos, maybe we can make it then. Zot Reb Shlomo Zalman, no. Sofek psikresha l'shova. And also, remember, I told you, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it's be'etzem, it's not so nichali. So it's a sofek psikresha l'shova. And it's a loy nichali. And also, I'm not so sure Shlomo Zalman says that even if it really could be Metzius, Mamish happened in the same second that you opened it. Betzir of all of these kulis, Shlomo Zalman is makel to open the fridge when it's not on. So if someone wants to open the fridge when it's not on, this is the only heter to be seimechad. Rav Nissim Kareli says, the Chazanish told him you're not allowed to. So we know the Chazanish said, for sure it's asur. Rav Nissim for sure passes that it's asur. Shlomo Zalman is mitzarif all of these tzirufim to say that you're allowed to open a fridge when it's not running. Now, you have to know again, Zakim Shlomo Zalman, that it's only in fridges that don't have a non-frost. I don't know if you know what's a fridge of a non-frost. But it's a kind of fan that today, in the old fridges, you look, it gets full of ice. The new fridges never get full of ice. The kasha is maishna. The answer is, it's all different systems of non-frost. Different kind of fans. And most of the fridges, when you open the door, it starts to work, the non-frost. The whole protective, the non-frost, is against air that is coming in. And these fridges, like Shlomo Zalman, it's nichale, and it's a pe'ulist right away when you're opening it. I mean, there's no heter. You have fridges that have like a kind of warm thing inside. Okay, this is where you have to know the metzius. I know someone showed me a fridge he bought a year ago. He saw himself, he opened the door every time, like in the mall in the back, he saw a fan opening. Every time, he stand in the back, he told someone to open the door, in the back inside the mall, a fan every time started to open when he opened the door. He called the company, they told him, yeah, it's very good for the mall, azazach. But maybe all of these fridges, even the kulach of Shlomo Zalman doesn't exist. And I have a big tzaddah today that is a big majority of the fridge. Like that, then every fridge is a suffix segregation in Shaoval if you don't find out if you're allowed to open it when it's not running. And again, some of these fridge even when they're opening, even when they're running, like the nun for us. Even when he's running, if you open the freezer, that thing starts to work. Even when it's running, you'll be nichshel in chiyuv Shabbos when you'll open a zazach. I'm saying, so the new fridges, you have to know the metzias. You have to find out, b'shas ma'is, you have to ask the person in the store. But at least when it's not running, to know the shayla if you're allowed to open the fridge or not. Kol ze hilchis fridge. Now we go to hilchis oven. Oven is a big, big problem. To open an oven, when it's running, it's the same shayla like before. It's mutter like a fridge. It's like a shemazah menayabach. When the oven is not running, when it's off, you're not allowed to open the oven lekule alma in Shabbos. Why? Here, if you, first it's a suffix secretion, like we said before. Here in the oven, if the oven goes on, you're putting on fire. Mavir, melocha deraisa. Shlomazamim was only mitzaref that I'm a grome in boine, that I'm not so sure, Zagim Shlomazamim, what is the isur and the chashmal, and even if it has a niche, the system is running anyway, so it's not a real boine. But legabe a oven that is fire, when you open the oven when it's not running, you cause the fire to start earlier. There, even if you're Shlomazamim, is no mokah to be making. Because there is fire. And you're causing the fire. Grome and fire is also. He was only matir, grome. He was only matir, grome, and electricity, and boine, and azerche maisim. Masha'enken in an oven, Rishon Zalman was never matir. This is the reason a lot of the Yereim, even if some of them are matir to open a fridge when it's not running, they will be matpid not to open an oven when it's not running, when it's not on. Gas oven normally is no... I don't know if they have gas in thermos, that's also gas, but I say also electric one. That metal that gets red is mavir. It's mevashel, it's mavir. It gets red, it's like a fire. It's a mockum to argue with Shlomazalman that it's not boina. But Shlomazalman is, his cooler was that we don't look at it like mamash like a boina. So he says, so this is the kind of the building, so it's not boina l'saisa. It's a binyan l'sho, he's been told that it's a binyan l'sho, opposed to rufim tzaman. Now we'll go weiter to the question that they asked in Lakewood. I don't know who are the rabbanim that are matir there. So I asked the Rabbanim here wanted to answer it. What was the question in Lakewood? The question in Lakewood was, they have a basement that after 3 or 4 times when they flush the water, the little tank gets filled up and the pipe pulls out the water. So they call it, they're allowed to use it in Shabbos or not. So the answer, it's osur lishtamish by the Shabbos. Why? First, it's a psikresha de michale. If the water will not go out the tank after 3 or 4 times, the house will get flooded. Binat gishmak. He wants the water to go away. Eilech obsikresha de michele godlu mizeh. 50% of the heter of Shlomazalman went away. Another zach, you don't have the heter of Shlomazalman, the system is running anyway. If no one uses the water, the system will never start to flush. The fridge, even if you leave it closed, it goes on and off, on and off. What? You can leave the water on the whole Shabbos. Then you have to pay the bill. I'm saying, but I'm saying, they call up, what to do? Not only that, this Yigeman, I asked him a couple times, he told me, every time, in the 4th time, he flushes the water, he knows that it goes on. So he could fool himself and try not to keep cheshbon. But he says, the ma'isa he knows. So dear, it's ma'amish a ma'isa b'yodai. So I asked the rabbanim here, and they told me that it's asul. That it's asul to use this machine in Shabbos. Again, these people that asked, stop to use it now. I don't know exactly who, I don't even know, not Nishmach, and Chvetish, who is the other side. that want to be matrit. But I'm saying, people could be matrit al pi the fridge, but if you go into the London fridge, first you see what is the ganze head of the fridge, and then you see that the fridge, all the tzirufim are not shaykh in this case. Le'umas them was a bacher and asked me for Madira, God I see he's here now, but he asked me for Madira, that in his dira, the matzav is that they have a big tank, and it gets full, and then a pump pulls out the water on Shabbos. They're allowed to use the water in Shabbos or not. So can I ask the Rabbonim here, and they said he's allowed. What is the difference? Again, let's see how he asked the Shaila. He explained to me the Shaila is, by them, the tank is a big tank. The whole Shabbos, it never could get full up. They don't need it to go out on Shabbos. Just stand, the system of the tank is, when it's 50% and it's 70%, the tank starts to pour out. But they don't need it to happen in Shabbos, and sometimes the bichlal doesn't happen in Shabbos. So there, they want to be matir out. He doesn't need it bichlal to happen. Even that eventually he wants it to happen, but it's not considered michale. And it's a suffix segregation bichlal. Suffix bichlal if he's doing a melocha in Shabbos. Could be he's bichlal not doing a melocha in Shabbos. He's not causing a bichlal to go on in Shabbos. And it's another tziruf. Again, when it's not a segregation de michale, and it's not a shu that he's doing a melocha in Shabbos, and it's not a directly pe'ula. The Ainu, when the time the water falls up, we're not meyachis it to me that I'm doing. I have to go out of the room or not. Or you have a room that you have a heater, if you're allowed to go out of the room. Or you're allowed to go into the room. So, b'tzir of all the zachim, near the rabbi wanted to be matir. Le'umas them, we had a shayla here 2 years ago, I said in Ganei Geula. It's a big building. And what was the shayla there? There the shayla was, the system is that the water can reach the top floors. The bottom floors also. Because the system of the water, it's higher from Yerushalayim, it's water pressure. So they made a big tank on top of the building, for half of the building, and it pumps water up. So there, the shayla was, when you're opening the water, you're making the water of the tank to come down, and b'meile, the pump starts to work. Michale, you don't want to get stuck without water in Shabbos. You want to have water in Shabbos. It's Michale. So again, for that Shabbos, when they asked the Shaila, the Rabbanim, were mitzaref, that you never know, with so much people in the building, you never know who will be the one that when he takes off the water, it will cause it to start to work. So for that Shabbos, they didn't ask for the people to do it. But Lemaisa, the psak was to fix it. And Lemaisa, they fixed it, they changed it in Ganei Geula. Spoke to them again today to check. And the matter is like this. What they did is, before Shabbos, they fill up the tank completely and they close the water. No water comes up. They made it a system. Before Shabbos, they fill the water till the top. And it closed for the whole Shabbos. And there's enough water in the build for the whole building for Shabbos. Now, the Shemazama was Moisi for Psak. It's Gebet on the same Lomdus. And again, Rav Nissim Karelitz and Rav Neibrak did not say Mecham this Heter. But Rav Shemazama and Erbach was Matirat. That if you have a Shabbos clock, and you have the air condition on a Shabbos clock, and it's going to go off in a half an hour, you're allowed to press a couple more buttons that it will go off another 5 hours, another 6 hours. Why? Even that it's a halacha in Shabbos, if you have a candle lighting, if you pour a bit more oil inside, you chayev chatas. And if you take a little bit oil out, you chayev chatas. So why here Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says you're allowed to press the buttons to go weiter, and you're allowed to, if it's off, you're allowed to press the buttons that will stay off. What is the heter? When the Shabbos clock is on, the electricity is running into the machine of the air condition. How Shabbos clock works? You have little pieces. When it comes to that, it kilu flips it, kilu it cuts it off. The little pin, when it comes to that, his time, he stops in between the electricity and the machine, and the machine goes off. Then it comes back to the buttons that are in. Again, the connecting comes back. So Zakim Shem Zalman, now it's connected. Electricity is coming into the machine. It has enough electricity from now till 20 years. It's a little machine that is planning soon to come and cut it off. Like a scissors. You're holding onto the scissors. What is the aveira? So you're sitting in your house and you have candles. And a little kid puts out his hand and he says, in 5 minutes I'm shutting it. And you catch his hand. It's aveira. Long as you don't catch it for an hour. You catch it for half an hour, then you leave him. And then he puts it down. You did a melacha? You didn't do a melacha? The people that are choilek say no. I'm causing it now to go on. And I'm causing it to go off in 2 hours. Shazaman says, no, it's on. Someone wants to take it off. I'm not letting him. Alafakel. It's off. There's a little guy that we call him Shabbos machine, and he's planning to put it off, to put it on in half an hour. We're stopping him. So when someone has a candle and he has oil inside, the oil is burning. If you take out oil, hamistapek min hashemen chayev chatos. Here the machine is running, or the machine is off. This is what? The Shabbos clock wants to put it on soon. I don't let him to put it on. I'm leaving it off. What I did, I put off 2 little buttons, another hour it goes on. So the Machmirim says, so you putting it on another hour? No. I'm saying, no chabot. If Shabbos Zalman holds, I'm leaving it like it is. I'm leaving like it is, like it's off. Again, nisht ale amaskim. Because the people are machmir saying, now it's off. It's planning to go on in 5 minutes. The button, I want to explain good why the machmirim hold that it's off. It's off now, it's planning to go on in 1 o'clock, lamazan. Now, from 1 o'clock, all of the little buttons are in. So I want to ask you a shayla. The button at 1:15 is planning to do something? No. The button of 1:30 is also not planning to do nothing. Now, I took off these 2 buttons in. And I off. So it didn't go on in 1. Now it comes 1:30. The button of 1:30 puts it out. Zogin Machmirim, who made the button of 1:30 to put it on? You. Was Zogin Shum Zalman, you stop the guy if putting it on at 1 o'clock. But if out you, the guy of 1:30 would never put it on. It would be on anyway. That spark that comes up 1:30 when it goes on was never planning to be it. And you're causing that massive to happen. So the Zalman holds no. I'm just stopping the 1 o'clock to close. So again, Rav Shmuel Zalman is matir, and Andre Aset. But a lot of people are saying on this Rav Shmuel Zalman. You have to know we're only speaking on the new kinds of Shabbos clock. They have the old, maybe the old dealers here. They have some Shabbos clock that you have to like screw a button in and out, not just to press a little button. The old ones like it's like a screw. This could be a problem in Shabbos al Zboine. To make the screw in and out. Shuzan was making, but there was a big market to be machmir at Zboine. When I was speaking on the new Shabbos clocks, that you just have to press little buttons in. Okay, in some of them, you're right. In some of them could be another problem. You're right. In some of them could be another problem if it's separate buttons that you... Okay, you have to know the Metzius. But we are speaking in the new Shabbos class, you just have to press teeth inside and you press them out. And again, Chut HaSholi for Reb Nissim Karel is being that it's also, but the Hiroi that Mun Miskabel was like Reb Shlomo Zalman, that it's Mutzah.